Our survey respondents told us that one of the big changes is just the elevation of the role of the CFO. The expectation, the feedback was that the CFO is going to be more involved with business planning and strategy into the future. And a lot of companies within a lot of manufacturers are most likely to see their CFOs also adding on new areas of responsibility.
Welcome to the Manufacturing the Future podcast, the show designed to help you future-proof your manufacturing operations. Each episode features interviews with innovative manufacturing leaders and subject matter experts who share their insights and best practices about the technology that can empower you to streamline operations, prepare your organization for what lies ahead, and continue to keep our world turning. I'm your host, Carrie Jordan, Vice President of Product Management at Epicor. Now, for today's episode.
Hi, everyone, and thank you for listening. Welcome to our show where we talk about the latest advancements in technology that impact manufacturing. Today, I'm speaking with my colleague, Mark Jensen. He's the Director of Product Marketing at Epicor. And as you know, Epicor is a major provider of productivity solutions for manufacturing companies and other essential industries. And in his role, Mark leads a team who, among many other initiatives, researches technology trends, analyzes them, and helps explain the ways that business leaders can learn from them or even adopt these new technologies that we're learning about, new business practices that we discover, industry methodologies, and really to be able to incorporate them within their own companies. Now, this will be an insightful conversation because Mark is actually here to talk with us about the results from a recent survey that we did in partnership with industry analyst firm IDC. And the topic of this survey was really around finance and accounting. Now, we all know that if we're going to be investing in new technology or changing manufacturing processes, your chief financial officer is going to need to be on board. They're going to need to be able to sign off on the investment proposal. So really, this conversation, I think, will help you understand their world a little better so you can speak their language and make a stronger case. Or, you know, maybe you're listening in and you're a finance leader yourself. This will be great for you too, because we'll talk about what your peers have said that they're experiencing, how they're confronting some tough challenges, and maybe we'll spark some new ideas for you. All right, let's go ahead and get started. Mark, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you, Carrie. It is a pleasure to be with you today.
All right, so first, let's go ahead and get to know you a little bit. Now, you and I have worked together for a few years now. I happen to know that you're a fan, as am I, of some good jokes. So to get us started here, can you share a favorite?
I can, and it was hard to narrow this down. I'm a father of five, so dad jokes. Love to tell dad jokes and obviously to get the reaction that you can get from your kids. But here's one I have for you, and it relates a little bit into accounting and into manufacturing. So I hired a handyman the other day and gave him a to-do list. He only got items 1, 3, and 5 completed, though. Turns out he only does odd jobs.
Ah, that's good. That's a good one.
I love
Thank you. All right. Fantastic. Excellent. All right. So you said you're a dad of five. To share a little bit about your background, you know, who you are, and we'll get to the study as well that you led with IDC.
Yeah. So I've been involved with enterprise resource planning software, or what we call ERP software, finance, accounting-focused software for almost 30 years now. So started off in a technical support role, involved in training for many years, and then got into product management. So for about the last 25 years, I've been involved with product management and product marketing of ERP software, business intelligence software, CRM software, and worked for Epicor for almost 7 years now, then worked for another large global company prior to that for many, many years. And love this segment of software, obviously, because of, you know, the companies that we work with at Epicor. It's just great to learn about their business and just to understand, really start to understand how economies run and how industry runs. You really kind of understand a lot about some of these things that we take for granted as we're maybe traveling in our car or going to an event, and all of a sudden you look at things a little bit differently when you walk into maybe a great big municipal auditorium and you understand, wow, one of our customers helped to construct this or delivered. So I just love just the discovery and all the uniqueness and newness about this. And one of the things that we wanted to do, though, as a company at Epicor here, was to also just really start to dive in and start to broaden our understanding of manufacturing. So beyond just production orders or MES systems, but really start to further learn more about the finance, the accounting side, because that's so, so important. So we worked with an analyst firm called IDC, and IDC is considered one of the top three global analyst firms, and they worked with us to create a survey. We surveyed finance and accounting leaders in over 200 companies worldwide, and we looked at companies in the US, Canada, the UK, Australia. We had over 210 companies that responded back. And so we heard directly from chief operating officers, from chief financial officers, VPs of finance, controllers, directors of accounting. So the people that, you know, are in their day in, day out working with, you know, the financial and the accounting aspects of software.
That's really interesting. Looking forward to digging into the results of that, because you've got such a wide array of finance leaders around the world. So let's first get into the changes that they've seen. How is the CFO's role changing?
It is changing very fast. And obviously, some of that's being driven by technology, the technologies that are coming out. Some of that's being changed, obviously, by some of the geopolitical activities that are going on worldwide. And then you just have a lot of change happening within supply chain itself. But our survey respondents told us that one of the big changes is just the elevation of the role of the CFO. The expectation, the feedback was that the CFO is going to be more involved with business planning and strategy into the future. And a lot of companies within a lot of manufacturers are most likely to see their CFOs also adding on new areas of responsibility. So procurement, risk management. You know, today the CFO is probably also responsible for legal. They might be responsible for the IT systems, along with the accounting and with the finance. So their role is broadening, and they're also, though, being asked to get involved in more things that are strategic nature within the company. So, you know, they're obviously then looking at us and they're going, okay, Epicor, how can you help us with the technology side of it? But that role of the CFO is being elevated in a lot of organizations around the world.
So if it's being elevated, I imagine there are some new challenges that they're taking on. What are some of those that they're facing today?
Yeah. Well, you know, out of this report, there were four things that I saw that finance and accounting leaders said that were holding them back, the challenges that they were experiencing right now. The first one was, you know, being able to utilize data. You know, they are really driven in terms of how do we improve our decision-making processes and mature that. And, you know, if we're going to be going through a digital transformation, one of the big things we want to look at is the data within our company and the data that's accessible to us. You know, they want to be able to wrap their hands around that a little bit better. Collaboration is still a top challenge within accounting and finance groups, because they're collaborating not obviously within their own teams, but if that CFO is being elevated up into the organization, they need to collaborate. Their team members need to collaborate more across other functional groups within the company. So they're really looking at tools that can help them and their team members to better collaborate. So another part of that that's driving that need for collaboration is talent acquisition. You know, we keep hearing about this. We talk about this a lot with our customers about just being able to find people to fulfill roles. Well, that's in the finance and accounting department too. The finance and accounting departments of a lot of companies, not just in manufacturing, but it's a worldwide stressor right now. So being able to find the talent, retain the talent, develop that talent is becoming harder. So collaboration is a big thing. Data silos was another thing I may have mentioned, utilizing data better. But another thing they're looking at is they're saying, hey, they've got data everywhere. I've got so much data, but, you know, I've got a little piece here and a little piece there and a little piece there. Kind of reminds me of an old George Carlin bit about my stuff, and my stuff just keeps getting spread out. Well, they're experiencing that with data silos today. So they want to know, how can we be able to bring these together, reduce the amount of data silos, and get better visibility? And then lastly, interestingly enough, how do then we maximize the value of that data? So if I want to be able to have better and more improved decision-making, I want to be able to reduce the data silos, but then how do I use that better? How do I maximize the value of that? So, you know, those are kind of the four big things. But another key takeaway was that a lot of what is driving a CFO in terms of where they are going to invest in technology is current economic conditions. They are really looking at ways to be able to invest in financial performance technology. So we are talking a lot with them about business intelligence tools, financial planning and analysis tools. They want to be able to address the data issues, like I mentioned earlier. They're also interested in learning more about AI. So artificial intelligence, they see as being something that's going to help them to be able to get more value out of that data, transform their decision-making processes, but then also automate finance and accounting processes. So being able to address some of those talent challenges that they're having today, they think that AI is going to be able to help them. So there's a tremendous amount of interest around AI as well. And that came out in the report also.
I could see that. I mean, we hear when we're talking with manufacturing leaders, talent shortages being such a challenge, you know, across the manufacturing spectrum. So when it comes to the finance and accounting department specifically, how are they really addressing the talent shortage? It sounds like the AI, you know, is one aspect. I can imagine how this could improve user productivity of, you know, whatever the short talent that they have there. But yeah, how would you see talent shortages being addressed?
Well, as I mentioned, it's this very top of mind concern for them. Now, our survey showed 33% of the respondents wanted to be able to improve their ability to attract, retain, and train the workforce. Our friends over at Avalara, whom we work very closely with for tax software, they did a survey as well. 84% of the CFOs surveyed in the US and the UK came back and said, we've got a talent shortage. And that survey also revealed that 40% of the CFOs think that employee burnout around the number of hours they work, the menial tasks that are have to happen inside of an accounting and finance department are some of the factors in diminishing that talent pool. And there's also been a historic drop in university graduates and people taking accounting certification exams. So one of the ways that they're looking at being able to address that is automation. You know, it's certainly AI can help. You know, I firmly believe that AI and generative AI are going to be a tremendous positive impact on being able to automate processes. But I mean, there are tools today that CFOs can use. So we have workflow tools, automation tools at Epicor that are available to be able to start to take some of those menial manual tasks and just automate them. So that's one of the first steps that the CFO is looking at and should be looking at in order to be able to help to improve the morale within their team and address that talent shortage that they're feeling.
Sounds like there's a lot of opportunity for anybody listening in, you know, potentially to go into the accounting and finance department within an organization. And it sounds like there's some innovation that's happening in terms of the tools that they could be using. So when it comes to embracing new technology, what are the top priorities of the finance leaders? What are they looking at?
Yeah, well, I mean, one of the key threads that I saw in this study was that their technology aspirations of the manufacturers is traced back to data. I know I talked about that. It might sound like a broken record, but yeah, you think about the CFO, they live about 18 to 36 months into the future. So, you know, they're really looking at down the road, where are we going to invest? We might have a new product line that we get into, but, you know, can we finance that product line? And what is that finance going to entail? So they're thinking about things about 3 years out. But at the same time, how do I enforce financial discipline across the company? How do I capitalize on this new technology that's coming in and then manage costs across the company efficiently? So they're really asking a lot of questions around the value of the technology to help them to protect profitability and drive growth at the same time. So our study with IDC just showed that AI, artificial intelligence, cloud technologies, and business intelligence are the things that finance and accounting executives feel are going to have the most impact on their business. And they want to be able to provide these capabilities no matter the employee's location. I mean, obviously, within a manufacturing concern, more people are going to be quote unquote, in the office or on the floor or working in the warehouse. But, you know, they also do have some work from home people within their organizations. And then as a CFO, they're busy. They're not always in the office. So they want to be able to get access to this information from anywhere at any time as well.
That makes a lot of sense. And then I can imagine too, with business intelligence, the visibility you can gain across the organization, especially if you do have data silos, right? That BI technology can really help pull together in a really visual way.
Yeah, well, as you know, you look at how that gives you not just access to the information, but it gives you access to the underlying information so that you can go and you can drill in. So if you've got that area where you're really curious and you've got more questions, boy, being able to use that business intelligence technology and drill in, but to be able to do that from a laptop from anywhere in the world and or today, you know, our technologies help people to be able to do that from a mobile device. That's pretty cool. For as long as I've been in this industry, to be able to have a mobile device and being able to see the charts and the graphs, but also literally drill right into the underlying accounting data that's behind that, that's really powerful. So that's an area. And then I mentioned earlier, financial planning and analysis tools or FP&A tools. These are things that are gaining more and more traction because they're tools that allow that CFO and the VP of finance to be able to work across their organization, to do budgeting, to do planning, but to do it all from the cloud, to do it from a browser. And now I've got a very powerful tool that's easy to use, but it helps me to start to bring some guardrails and some control over that budgeting and that planning process. So I feel more confident through use of those tools to be able to go out and start to really make sure that I've got strong financial planning and analysis processes in place as well.
Yeah, agreed. Okay, so now you are our expert. You've read the results and we want you to boil it down for us. So based on the results, could you share three pieces of advice or three main takeaways for other manufacturing CFOs, chief financial officers, or leaders in finance that might be in their early stage of this type of transformation to modernize their manufacturing operations? What would those three pieces of advice be?
Well, we've touched on some of this, but underlying, these needs that they brought out for reporting for business intelligence and AI, the underlying factor here is data. So putting strong, secure data management practices and governance in place is going to be just absolutely critical for digital transformation when then you're ready to start to take on that business intelligence tool or a financial planning and analysis tool. You can feel much more confident about the information that's coming through the tool because you know that your data management practices and governance processes are solid. So that's kind of the first thing. So you'd start there, number one. And I know we didn't touch too much on this, but the value of the cloud. The value of the cloud is just so evident today to finance and accounting leaders. I remember the days of talking with CFOs about, would you like to host your ERP system on this server? And of course, the first question was always, is that server in my building? No, I don't want to do that. And we've come a long way since those days because today, obviously, one of the first things that CFOs are asking us is this in the cloud? So the value of the cloud, very evident to the CFO and the finance and the accounting leaders, and their advice out of this study and other surveys and studies that I have read, their advice is start moving to the cloud today. If you haven't moved to the cloud yet, today is the day. Get started with that because that's going to be very, very transformational for the whole company. Even if the company is not having access into the accounting data, it's going to be transformational for everyone. And then we're talking about accounting and now I'm having a problem accounting. Well, the third point is just that, don't let market conditions hold back your investments. Digital technology is going to serve as a strong foundation for manufacturing transformation. When we talk digital transformation, really, it's all about manufacturing transformation. So, really, really take a look at, where you're going to invest, but don't let the market conditions hold back your investments. You can start small and you can grow it from there. But I think the big thing is get started, start with your data, get things to the cloud, and then let it grow from there.
Yeah, great, great three pieces of advice. Thank you so much. All right. So we'll definitely link to this report from the show notes, but where would you direct people to go to learn more?
Well, obviously go to epicor.com and search for CFO, and that will take you out to that page. And then we've also got a lot of information out there with regards to CFO and CFOs utilizing cloud ERP and some of our blog activities. And so you can go to our blog page as well. I've got a few things that I've written, I think, that are out there also. So I just recommend start with epicor.com, search on CFO, and that'll bring up a lot of things for you to start with.
Oh, that's great. Thank you, Mark. And if they want to connect with you, if they want to network with you, perhaps swap some dad jokes, where can they find you?
Hey, I keep a whole running list of them. It's mark.jensen, and the last name is J-E-N-S-E-N at epicor.com.
Excellent. Great. Thank you so much. Well, that's all the time we have today. Thank you so much, Mark. Really glad to have this opportunity to speak with you.
Wonderful, Carrie. Thank you so much for the time.
Well, that was Mark Jensen, our Director of Product Marketing at Epicor. And please do check out epicor.com for more information. Thank you so much.
Thank you for listening to Manufacturing the Future, brought to you by Epicor. For the latest episodes, search for the show on your podcast platform of choice. make sure to subscribe to get notified when a new episode is released. To learn more about Epicor, visit epicor.com.